Hi, Dr. Schneer dictating a 6-minute walk test on Randolph Stanley. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 7/12/22, Mr. Stanley performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 365 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. In 7/12/22, Mr. Mulligan performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 221 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Rebecca Jones. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 7/12/22, Mrs. Jones performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 343 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 7/12/22, Mrs. Holmes performed a 6-minute walk test. I'm sorry, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and it's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was slightly less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/3/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lorraine Skaggs. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 7/12/22, Mrs. Skaggs performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/4/22, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jeffrey Ward. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 7/12/22. Mr. Ward performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 271 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 88%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Sandra Horn. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 7/12/22, Mrs. Horn performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking 155 meters in 3 minutes and 41 seconds, patient discontinued exercising due to leg pain from probable peripheral arterial disease, period. At that time, the saturation was 90%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Alan Walbaum, W-A-L-B-A-U-M. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 7/12/22, Mr. Walbaum performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 92%, period. The patient achieved 84 meters total, but stopped intermittently due to dyspnea, period. Patient's O2 dropped to 87%, was put on oxygen. And improved to 91%, period. A paragraph impression, poor exercise tolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.